You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Who's coaching your coaches? The legendary San Francisco 49ers football coach Bill Walsh understood the importance of coaching development when it came to his staff. He didn't fall into the trap that so many coaches do today of just giving them more autonomy and ownership over a certain area of the organization. He didn't just let them lead. He empowered them by working to develop each and every one of them. His staff was fully included in the collaboration process. Walsh was so intentional in developing his coaches. It's no wonder that he had more assistant coaches go on to become head coaches than any other coach in the history of the game. 14 of his assistant coaches went on to head coaching jobs in the NFL or college football. Empower is a word that is thrown around a great deal in leadership today. Far too often, people can mistake this for just giving someone power or control over a certain area. But there are many definitions of empowerment, including making someone stronger or more confident. This is the type of empowerment that Bill Walsh practiced with his coaches. For example, he actively worked to develop their communication. Walsh knew that all the knowledge in the world meant nothing if they couldn't communicate it effectively. Effective communication wasn't just something that he personally strove for. He pushed others to practice it as well. He made his coaches practice teaching a skill to each other before they taught it to the team. An offensive coach would practice teaching a technique to a defensive coach. A defensive coach would practice teaching a technique to an offensive coach. Regardless of the level we coach at, we need to empower our staff by first modeling the willingness to learn and grow as a coach. And secondly, we need to connect their individual development to their coaching goals. Build a relationship with each coach and work to clearly understand what they hope to achieve in coaching. Then you can communicate and connect the value of the ways in which you are challenging them to grow. So one of the best ways that some of the coaches in the TOC community have been developing their staff this offseason is by sharing the Captain's Council Coach Tube training course with them, as well as the Competitive Cauldron training course. These two foundational systems for a lot of our coaches in the mentorship program are now available and on sale at coachtube.com. When you buy it, you can kind of share the video. The Competitive Cauldron is only 30 minutes. The Captain's Council is 45 minutes, and it really goes into every little detail behind the what, the how, and the why on these systems so that your staff can be 100% not just behind you and supporting it, but be involved in the process that makes it successful. So check out a link in the details of this episode so that you can save 10% on that course at coachtube.com.